Well, a gentleman who knows to how to get speed around this Indianapolis Motor Speedway is Daryl Soppy. We've caught up with him. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast, and it's a long month, isn't it, Daryl?
It can be long. You know, it just depends upon how well you're running. You know, if you're running good, then it's not so bad. But if you struggle, then it could be really bad.
You've had the ultimate success here. Talk about being a crew chief that's been on a winner.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a long time, so I'd like to duplicate it again. But just to have it happen one time is pretty neat.
Talk about what it's like when you're struggling.
Well, you know, you go along, you keep at it, and you know what I've always found, you just keep going. Sometimes you find something at the last minute, and bingo, you're right back in the mix of things. And usually it's just one little thing that'll get you, and you know, you overlook it, or you just don't, you know, it just didn't cross your mind, and then all of a sudden it's there, you know. So, you know, hopefully if you're struggling, you just catch it before the race, and you know, you're back in business. But if you don't, well, then that's the way it is sometimes.
We sometimes hear that you have to make the changes one at a time to be able to isolate things. Is that accurate, or sometimes you just throw the whole kitchen sink at it?
Well, very few times do you throw the whole kitchen sink at it unless you're really, really out to lunch and just, you know, there isn't a prayer left. But no, it's usually a matter of one thing at a time, because what happens if you could try to double up and do two, three things, then maybe one of those things actually did work and the other two things offset you the other way. So it's really a situation where you got to do one thing at a time usually.
Tell people what you're up to in 2007.
Well, we're just doing the thing with Chastain Motorsports and Stefan Gregoire, and then I'm also running two Indy Pro Series cars, so I got a real busy month.
You got a guy like Stefan. He's done well at times in this series. He's come here, and he's really struggled a time or two here at Indianapolis, and he's been away for a while. That's got to be an extra challenge for you.
Well, I think it will, you know, but, you know, I think the big thing is if you can get the car right, not any driver, but most of the fast guys will go fast in it. So it's really the key. If we can get the car right, then he'll be fast.
How much of a psychologist does a crew chief have to be?
Well, sometimes you have to be quite a bit of a psychologist. It depends on how you're doing, you know.
Are the drivers different in that regard? Are there drivers you have to get on, others that you have to give a pat on the back? How do you figure this all out?
There are. They're all different, you know. And some you have to be a cheerleader, and some you have to slow down a little bit, you know, so you don't get in trouble.
Of all the drivers you work with, is there any that can communicate with you a little bit better than any of the others?
Oh, you know, I've worked with some of the really good ones, and, you know, Rick Mears and Mario and, you know, Sneva, and actually most of your fast guys are able to communicate pretty well. You know, they really are.
Well, Mario and Sneva, known as people who really would stand on the gas, and Rick Mears has always been thought of as the thinking man's driver. Is that a good characterization of those drivers?
Well, he is, you know, but also when the car's right, then Rick goes, you know, and he's always been that way, you know. He just works in the car, and then all of a sudden it's right, and bang, he's there, and he stands on it just as hard as anybody else when it's right, and he just goes through it methodically to get it right. And you know, a lot of the other drivers, they'll stand on it whether it's right or not, and then, you know, they'll work their way through it if there's problems. But Rick's always been real methodical and making the car work, the chassis work, and hey, that's to his benefit, obviously.
You've been on the well-heeled teams. You've been on the teams that have just been trying to scrape by. There's a big difference between the two, isn't there?
Oh, there is. There's a lot of difference. But, you know, actually, I don't mind. It's been nice to be on both ends, you know. It kind of makes you appreciate both ways, you know.
Do you still enjoy it?
Yeah, I do, or I wouldn't be here.
How about the Pro Series cars? So what are those like for you?
They're a lot of fun, you know, a little less stress. I mean, the same result. It's nice when you can go out and just... You start the race and you're not going to see them again. You know, there's no pit stops. There's nothing else going to come into it. It's either the car's right or it's not, and the driver's right, and they're just going to go out and win it or lose it or whatever. But it's I kind of enjoy that part of it, where you don't have to have the pit stops and everything. There's a lot, you know, a lot less work to it.
Two big changes this year: the 3.5 liter engine again, and the ethanol. Are those big differences, big changes for you?
Oh, I think there's going to be some change. You know, I don't know how much. We haven't actually run yet, so I don't know. But I think there's always something.
Well, Daryl Soppy is one of the best in the business. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.